see those planes come in there every 10 minutes, those great big jets,
isn't
you know,
fun?
And land.
Is that up at Burbank?
No, this is the National Airport.
That's down south?
Uh-huh, it's south of the Westchester Shopping Center on down, what street is this, Sepulveda, I believe. Way down.
Yeah, that I think that used to be Cloverleaf.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Burbank is shut up now. They don't.
No,
know.
No, they still use it.
Holy smoke! That
yeah,
must be a mess.
Oh, it is a mess.
Find out
and
which airport you go to.
Yeah, lots of times. See, they keep a limousine there on purpose for that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a situation. If you make a mistake and go to one, and you have to be to the other one,
mm-hmm.
they have a limousine there on purpose to take you backwards and forwards,
mm-hmm.
take it from here to there. And a lot of times, you know, the fog will close in one,
mm-hmm.
and the other one will be clear,
mm-hmm.
and then they take them from one to the other.
I grew up in Los Angeles.
Oh, you did?
I left there in 1946. I
mm-hmm.
thought it was getting too populated. Oh, I haven't
yeah.
wanted to go back.
Oh, Sanji
loves
it. I'd like
to see my friends back there,
yeah.
but I'd hate to get in the mess to see them.
Yeah. He went there in 40. He left here the 28th of June in 40, and he just loves it.
Ooh. Well, he's probably established.
Yeah, he's been in Douglas for years and years and years.
Yeah, he is right down south
uh-huh.
there.
And he just loves it.
Well, I have a lot of good friends who worked for Douglas.
Yeah.
Did. I don't know. I haven't been in
yeah.
touch with him 15
and
years.
Our grandson, he has a son that's just 21 years old now, and he's working in Douglas. And he and his daddy are both going to school at night.
Hmm. I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
What are they studying?
Well, Gene is the superintendent of the record department where they keep all these files and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he is taking a course on filing.
Oh.
That helps his job there, see.
Yeah.
But Mike, that's the son, he's in missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know just what he's studying, but his job.
Make him jump. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy,
mm-hmm.
things have certainly changed.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the difference? Where did you grow your cotton? I'll ask it that way.
In the ground.
Yeah, I mean, did you have, how many acres?
Lord, man, I don't know. We usually had a lot of cotton.
Uh-huh. What would it be?
I would imagine Daddy usually put in about 60 acres of cotton.
Uh-huh. What would it be if he put in just 3 or 4 acres? Would that be a cotton field?
No, that would be a cotton patch.
Just a patch.
Just
huh?
a patch of cotton. Patch of cotton. That's what it would be. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't consider under 10, 15 acres a cotton patch.
Mm-hmm.
But a little batch like that would be a patch of cotton.
Did you have a fence around the farm?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was this made of?
Barbed wire.
And what was the wire attached to?
Cedar post.
Uh-huh. And were holes dug and then the posts
mm-hmm.
put in?
Set in that. Uh-huh.
Were they driven in with a big
No, no, no. We dig them with a post hole digger and put them down in there and tamp them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, I've put up and stretched to many a million miles of that stuff.
Boy, that's a mean job.
Uh-huh. Daddy and I did it all. I was the oldest child, and I should have been the boy, you know, but
oh,
I wasn't. But, law me, yes, and my daddy, he thought, Lord, it was terrible. He didn't have a boy. But, no, I made up for it. As he said, I knew more about it than any boy he could ever raise. And kill hogs, I've helped him scrape and scald and scrape hogs and cut them up. I cut up one just quick as he could. Oh, did you get him down there?
Yeah. he thought school was out.
Oh, but it isn't, is it?
Yeah.
Is it out?
No.
No, it isn't out yet.
What did you use to put into the post to hold the wire?
Steeples. Just a steeple. You know, they're built like so.
Uh-huh.
And that's just put that right straddle of the wire and drive it in.
What did you call this when you were a girl?
Steeples.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you were going to say staple or something.
No, steeples. Steeples is what we call them.
Uh-huh.
They call them staples now.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But that's what we call
them. Steeples too. That's very common.
Some people do.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you drive these in with?
Hammer.
Just
a claw hammer.
Give them
mm-hmm.
a belt, huh?
Yeah. Wham them in there.
Did you use your rocks for anything? Or did you have rocks?
Not many. Mm-mm.
Didn't pile them up the edge of the field or anything?
Well, yes, what there was there, but there was very few rocks on our farm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, we did have a neighbor across west of us that had lots of rocks. The west part of his farm was really rocks, and he'd have rock piles
uh-huh.
all over.
He never used them for fences or walls? Or
no, not in this country they never did.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. There's lots of people come in here and haul these rocks out now, mind you, and took them other places and made fences with them. But people here just use the barbed wire.
Can't beat it.
No, you can't. Mm-mm, you sure can't.
Gee, it's strange to see some of that old wire, too, with mm-hmm. those old flat mm-hmm. spikes,
mm-hmm.
the round spikes.
Sure.
What did you carry your water in?
Buckets.
Were these tin or wood or?
Well, we had cedar buckets and we also had galvanized buckets uh-huh. that we used.
Mm-hmm. And what did you milk in?
Galvanized buckets.
Mm-hmm. And when you finished the meal, what did you scrape the dishes in?